You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry here. Well, just a smidgen under a month to go before the midterm elections. And, you know, sure, there's lots of campaign commercials on television and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars flowing around. You know that. But at least it's all disclosed. We know where it's coming from, right? Wrong. New York Times reporter Mike McIntyre joins us. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
Mike, listen to the cute little baby in this political ad.
Gramps is sad. Obama cut $455 billion from his Medicare. He can't afford his doctor visits. He can't afford to even go to the hospital. If your grandpa's on one of these plans, I suggest you tell him to protect himself and vote this November. I don't know what smells worse, my diaper or this new bill.
Yeah, and at the end of ads like this, Mike McIntyre, it's usually there's a disclosure of what group is behind the message. Listen.
Coalition to Protect Seniors is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, now, Mike McIntyre, that disclosure, the Coalition to Protect Seniors, should be enough to let us, the voters, the public, know who's funding issue ads against President Obama. What have you found out?
Well, that baby sounded very familiar because that is an ad I looked at specifically for a story I did over the weekend. I mean, the problem with the whole regulatory apparatus as it stands now is that there is a disclosure requirement to the extent that some sort of a name has to be attached to these ads, but it often, you know, doesn't really reveal anything useful to you in terms of who's behind it and who funded it, and that's exactly the case with the ad that you just ran. It's a coalition of phantoms as it stands at the moment, because there's no way for the public to tell who belongs to the coalition, where they're getting their money from, and what their motivations are as to how they decide, you know, what lawmakers to target.
Well, you went on a phantom hunt, in a manner of speaking, to find out who the phantoms are behind the Coalition to Protect Seniors, armed with, I guess, just a telephone and an internet connection, sort of normal citizen tools. What happened?
Well, it's funny. You can follow the public paper trail such as it is up to a certain point if you're lucky, and really can't get past that point. And what I did was I was able to reach a stage at which it essentially brought me to the doorstep of what I think was behind this group, and it really should be no surprise. It turns out to be, it looks like, people associated with the healthcare industry. But beyond that, you really cannot, at this moment, determine who the actual members of this particular group are. If you were able to do that, that still doesn't tell you necessarily where they get their money from, because let's assume for sake of argument there really is a coalition. And let's say that, you know, it has 10 members, and somehow you're able to figure out who the membership is. That doesn't preclude them from accepting donations and large amounts of money from other moneyed interests for the specific purposes of running an ad. And there are no disclosure requirements, at least none that are being followed at the moment, that would require this group to reveal the sources of their money.
So a lot of people might be wondering, what is the point of having disclosure requirements if it doesn't really disclose anything?
Well, it's good to wonder that, because at this stage of the game, you really do have to question the purpose of what few regulations are in place. I mean, some of this goes back to a lack of a lack of will or a lack of ability by two central agencies in this process. One is the IRS, that governs nonprofit organizations, which this group in particular is. And the IRS over the years just historically has not shown much interest or ability to plumb the depths of this issue, and so they just haven't. The other agency is the Federal Election Commission, which does have rules that do say that if a group like this runs what they call an electioneering communication, which is a so-called issue ad that targets a candidate, if they run an ad like that close to an election, they are supposed to disclose the donor, if there is one, who provided the money for that specific ad. Yet none of these groups actually reveal that. They do make reports that show how much they spend on these ads and where the money goes for the production of the ads, but they do not follow the rule which requires them to also disclose the identity of the donor who provides money for a specific ad. Usually they claim there is no specific earmarked donation. They claim that they subsist on membership dues, but so we've showed in other stories that's not really the case.
Yeah, so Mike McIntyre, before we go, who's benefiting from this backdoor into our election brains here? Is there one side taking more advantage than another side?
Well, I mean, it's something that both political parties have grown adept at. I think in the end, the only people who are benefiting, you could say, would be the moneyed interest who supplied the resources to produce these ads.
Well, we have some detectives on the case, at least. Mike McIntyre from our partner, The New York Times, got to work with an internet connection and a cell phone to find out who's behind the Coalition to Protect Seniors. Dozens, hundreds of groups just like them. Mike, thanks for joining us.